Today, we are really sitting in very close relationship with the nature. The whole thing, as you can see very clearly, is done by villagers and in a very simple way, and I am sure you all must be enjoying it very much. Today being the first puja in Maharashtra, we'll have to do Ganesha Pujan. But one has to understand how it is so important in Maharashtra that people worship Ganesha. As you know, there are Ashtavinayakas, 8 Ganeshas are there around this area. And this triangle of Maharashtra, which has got on one side one big mountain, on the another side we have another mountain, which of course is not in Maharashtra, and also on top we have another mountain. So like a triangle which is made like a Muladhara, means the Kundalini itself. So the Kundalini of the whole world resides in this area. That's why it is called, we should say, as Maharashtra. It is the country which is very great, the nation which is very great. But I don't know how far Maharashtrians realize that they are sitting in the land of Maharashtra. This land, which is vibrated by Sri Ganesha, has its own simplicity, has its own vibrations, a different style, a different type. The best part of Maharashtra is that it gives you a very good attention. With Ganesha so much vibrating, the attention becomes very concentrated. And this concentration helps you in so many ways. And that is why it is said that Ganesha was created to spread or to emit auspiciousness and holiness. Actually, if there is holiness, there is auspiciousness. But Ganesha is actually the one who cleanses everything. Cleanses everything because it is innocence. And the innocence that cleanses you takes away all kinds of conditionings and egos that are distracting your attention. So the attention, which is so wobbly otherwise in other places, can settle down very well in Maharashtra because of Sri Ganesha's blessings that this country has, that people have very good attention. With that good attention, they can really do so many things, like now, for example, we can say the software. Good mathematics. They are very good at music. Because all these things require tremendous attention. Art, dancing, anything which requires tremendous attention, that has to come only through Ganesha. Because they say that Ganesha is a giver of wisdom. He's a giver of wisdom. Means just wisdom becomes a dharma, becomes a part and parcel of your being. You become just wise. Now somebody may ask, Mother, how to become wise? It's very difficult to say. How to become wise? It is just that it happens that you become wise. So though he's a child, he's so matured. is so wise, and he is not only that, but he emits wisdom. And this wisdom is an innate quality of anyone who is a surgeon. Because in him also, Sri Ganesha has been awakened. So he becomes a wise person, very wise. And with wisdom, what does he achieve? He achieves a balance, a proper ascent, and also he understands that this ascent is for his benevolence, for the benevolence of his country, benevolence of the whole world. He understands the importance of sarjana. Without this wisdom, one cannot understand. And this wisdom is within us, just absolutely innately built in. Only thing is, we have to use the storehouse of this wisdom that is within us. Of course, with Sahaja Yoga, it starts emitting, and you start feeling, and you start understanding what this wisdom is. You give up all your stupid childish things, you give up all your attachments, you give up many of your, say, things that you don't like, which doesn't behove you. You feel that you should give up, but you cannot. But with Sahaja Yoga, it just happens automatically, and you just see in your light what is needed, what is not needed. In that wisdom, you throw away whatever is wrong. So what a great work this Ganesha has to do within ourselves. This manifestation of Ganesha within us is very important, I think. Not that it is only the basis, but also the foundation stone of spiritual life is Sri Ganesha. That's why I've been very anxious that we should find out proper schools for our children. They should have proper education and they should be looked after. Because their Ganesh Tattva is already there. Only thing, we have to nourish it, we have to look after it and make it grow. Once that happens, then children are safe. Then nothing can harm them. Nothing they will absorb which is wrong. They will never be again in the wrong path. But from very childhood, if you never had this kind of training or this kind of understanding about Kundalini or about the wisdom part of it, you can never later on easily assimilate it. For that you really require a great effort and understanding that you have to have this. It's so beautiful, you must get this attention, and you must get this innocence within it. With Sahaja Yoga, as you see, it's working out very fast, and people are getting really very wise, and I can see the wisdom writ large on their faces. In this wisdom, what do we find here? See, on any line that we move, we can find that most of our problems are coming from human beings. Because ecological problem or any problem you think of comes from human beings. Or other problems that you have in your own country, as you have seen that there are such problems that they are sort of endless and you cannot change them. You feel very nice sitting underneath this because you are fed up with the cement that you have and the problems it causes to you and the way it is now becoming very artificial. But in these circumstances, one has to understand that the wisdom part plays such a part in life that whatever may happen outside, whatever may be the trend, whatever may be the fashion, whatever may be the people are all changing into, you do not change. You change within. Once you have changed within, then you have full idea as to what is expected of others, and what they should do, what you are doing, and how to deal with them, and how to talk to them, how to tell them, how far to go with them. Everything, all this comes through wisdom. In Sahaja Yoga, as you know, you are very capable people, you have achieved a lot, you know everything, you know all about chakras, you know practically everything, I don't have to tell you anything. Despite all that, one should have also the wisdom how to deal with others, how to talk to others, how to behave towards others, how not to control anyone, not to say something that would be rather harsh or hurting. Because if you are trying to spread Sahaja Yoga, this is the only way we can go forward, is to look after everyone with great compassion. Now, we might think that wisdom is there with us and we know how to do so many things with our wisdom and now we are absolutely wise. I agree with Sahaja Yogis, now they have become really very, very wise and they know how to use their wisdom. But still, faith in themselves has to be really on a nirvikalpa state. That is only possible also Sri Ganesha. Because he is in nirvikalpa. He has no vikalpas, nothing. He doesn't have to question anything, doesn't have to ask for anything, he's just there. And he is in complete nirvikalpa, complete, absolutely into a state where he is not at all attached, nor is he worrying about things, nothing of the kind. He is just in nirvikalpa, and in that nirvikalpa, he worships Mother. Small, small stories can show you how he was so sure of himself, how he had courage, and how he worked out everything so intelligently. But when you are doing something, you can be in two minds. You can be not so decisive. But he was, and he is always very decisive that he knows what is to be done. Right there, this is the point. So in wisdom, you don't have to think, argue. I've seen many people who say, Mother, you see, we were thinking, then we had vibrations, we didn't know what to do, this, that, how to do, how to correct, how to work it out. Now, I must say, this is a state. It is not a state to be achieved, but it's a state. Means you are there. It has to be innately built in yourself, this state of wisdom. But you can also work it out by just concentrating on yourself and trying to find out what's the matter with me, what happens. Why? Why is it I am like this? The introspection can help you a lot to be extremely wise. But easier method is to worship principle of innocence within yourself. For example, now we are dealing, supposing, with somebody who is a thief. Say, he's a thief now. What should you do with a thief? After you have found out whatever was lost, whatever you have, after that, what you have to do is just to forget about it completely. Once it has happened, then you have to just forget. Not to worry about it too much, this has happened, that has happened, and how to make this point all right, and this gentleman is not all right. Just forget it. So the wisdom is also in forgiving. That's why Christ talked about forgiveness. Just forgive. There's no sense in remembering. This person said so, this person did so, that happened so. Just forget it. And once you start forgetting all these things, you know, you remember right things. And useless things will just forget. You don't remember who has insulted you, who has troubled you, who has been misbehaving. I don't even think about people who have gone about Sahaja Yoga, talking ill about me, saying things, this, that. It's all right. Let them say whatever they like. I am not bothered. But what bothers me more, that if they do like this, I don't know what will happen to them. That's the only wisdom part of it. That, you see, when I forgive everyone, I say, well, forgive. I have nothing to say. But Then also a thought comes in that if they are doing like this, then what's going to happen to them? They are doing this, someone who is so good, so religious, so highly placed in spiritual life. Then you can't play about, but somebody is playing. Then what you have to do is to really forgive, because one thing is built in Sahaja Yoga, that who try to trouble you, they will be in trouble also. So try to forgive, at least to soothe him down. All right, I forgive you. So soothe him down. Like this kind of a wisdom we should have. Not to get after people, not to pester someone, not to be very strict, not to be very sort of pursue the matter. Whatever is it, that point you should finish off and just don't worry. I was telling just now that there is a servant, suppose. Now he steals your money all the time. You know he steals your money. Now what to do if he's stealing your money? One thing is to get out of, ask him to get out. Then you have another one. Then again you get him out and get another one. Goes on like that because they're poor people. They'll steal if they get. Now even if you are careful, still they might steal. So what should you do is to just to forgive the person and put the money in such a place that he cannot reach. Finished. As simple as this. You should just find out what does he steal. Oh, that's all. Then you keep it one side. But don't worry about all the time that now how am I to save myself from this thief or how am I to punish him. Just don't think. These incidents are just like a breeze coming and going. These relationships are just like that. There's no depth in it. They are not going to bring any kind of unhappiness or happiness, whatever it is, if you go on lingering about them. So the first thing is live in the present. The wisdom is in living in the present. Present, we are here. So forget the past. Now, if I say forget the past, one may say how to do it, how to forget the past. Again, I would say meditation is the only way. You give up your left and you give up your right and you are just standing in the center enjoying the wisdom, enjoying the joy of your being. So, the best part of our lives we spend in bothering, in getting upset, getting worried, getting after someone. Where is the time? Just think like that. Now supposing somebody says something to me and then others will say, Mother, you must do something, you must punish that person. Where is the time? We have to awaken the Kundalini of thousands and thousands and thousands. And here, we are just worried about something nonsensical. So, our wisdom is finished. We have no wisdom at all. Even at the highest level, you can see people don't have wisdom. Highest level of realization, I've seen people who do not have wisdom. In the sense that they want to run away. They just get fed up. Take sannyasa, finished. Go to Himalayas, live there happily. There's no wisdom in that also. So living in the present, you don't also feel tired because you don't think of the past and the future. And you live very well and in great happiness. You improve things and you don't think of the future, what is going to happen to me or anything. And that's how you save a lot of troubles of others as well as yours. So this wisdom is to live in the present. It's now that you ask somebody, how are you? All right. Then he's not in the present. You ask somebody, are you enjoying yourself? Not in the present. You ask somebody, are you happy? Then you are not in the present. you ask someone that, are you hungry? Maybe, may not be. Maybe they don't know even in the present they are hungry or not. It is so much they are lost in the past and the future. That's the sign of unwise behavior, unwise life. If they don't know whether they would like to have their food or not. But those who are really in the present forget all these small, small things. They are just in the present, and in the present whatever they have to do, they will do it. This is a very good practice. One has to practice wisdom through living in the present. Just think, what have I to do just now? What am I to do? Like you are getting out of the house. Many people will go halfway, oh my God, I have left my passport. They'll go back. Then again, sometime they'll come out, my God, I have left my spectacles. Again go back. Then again they will come back and say, I have lost this, I should have this. This kind of people are very, very common. So at that time when you are leaving the house, at that time if you are in the present, then you just think, what have I to take? This day, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. This is what I have to take and this there. That's how you can really establish yourself in wisdom itself. Means the wisdom acts by itself. It's a power. Wisdom is a very big power. If you are a wise person, it's a power. It can combat any kind of ignorance, any kind of attacks, any kind of stupidity. It's such a tremendous power that God has given us, that we are wise. And this wisdom, we should try to really to develop it and mature it properly within ourselves. So today's Sri Ganesha's Pujan is there, while we should ask for wisdom. And for that, we have to be in the present. Every way, we should be in the present. If you can try, you can be, because you couldn't really. Your Kundalini has been awakened and you can be all the time in the present. But today you should first try and get the Kundalini established in the present. May God bless you. Mihana Sangatate ki aaj apan Ganeshachi puja karuya. Ganeshacha फार महत्त्वाचं कार्य आपल्या शरीरात होतं. म्हणजे मन, बुद्धी आणि शरीर सगळ्या गोष्टींवरती ताबा म्हणजे गणेशाचा. आणि गणेशाने जे आपल्याला विशेष दिलेले आहे दान, ते म्हणजे सुबुद्धीचं. सुबुद्धी जी आहे ती मागून मिळत नाही. कोणी म्हटलं की तुला